Hey guys, David here. So we just came down from Auckland today, catching up with Sean, the At Home Apprentice. Gonna do a little talk with him. We actually priced this new build for him about 1.5 years ago. So helping him get bank finance, the bank requested a QS quote. He's a builder. He put the price together, but they didn't let him do it. So yeah, just gonna have a chinwag with him. He's pretty popular on Instagram, does a lot of like tips and tricks for guys. So yeah, enjoy this podcast. And throughout the video, there is gonna be a portion we're putting a little pack in there for a free giveaway. So make sure you stay and watch and find that. And then you just gotta put your email below. So enjoy this one. So we're just down here in Wellington today with Sean, the At Home Apprentice. We actually priced this job up, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, probably something like that.
A long time ago. Are we on budget or have we fucked it?
It's over.
Okay, cool, man. Sweet, bro. Thanks for catching up today. Give us a bit of a rundown. You're obviously pretty popular on Instagram. A lot of stuff going on. How did you start that? When did you get into building? Kick it off.
I started my building apprenticeship straight out of school.
Nice.
The day I was meant to sit a biology exam, I started work. And then, yeah, just went through my apprenticeship. Probably took maybe like 5 years. I took quite a while.
Yep.
And even when I got signed off, I don't think I was ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kept learning as I went. And then worked for a guy. I went overseas.
Yeah.
Then came back, worked for a different guy. And then he sort of went under. So I went out by myself.
Went under. Common story that happens all the time.
Yeah,
mate.
A bit of a
during your apprenticeship, was it mainly just residential stuff, commercial? What were you, like, what kind of work were you doing?
Oh, all residential, like high-end.
All
residential.
Resi.
Yeah, it was really good. And we did like mint houses, real good builders I was working with.
Me. Big company or small company?
No, pretty small. Maybe like the max it got up to was maybe like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. And how did you find them? How did you get your first job?
Just rugby coach at school.
Yeah, man.
At the rugby dinner.
He
asked my mum what I was up to, and she said he doesn't know. He might look for a building apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he just got his friend to call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was just like, yeah, okay.
What was your worst job you did during your apprenticeship, you reckon?
Oh,
there must be a day. Be a black day, bro.
Yeah. Well, the first like 2 weeks, I don't know what happened, but they backfilled a block wall.
Yeah.
And then I had to dig it out by hand because they hadn't waterproofed it.
Oh,
it was a nightmare, bro. I was just digging forever and it just kept caving in all the pea metal.
Yeah. Was it just you or was there a couple others?
That's just me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
good.
It's good.
So you did that one. Did you get qualified with that first boss or move to another one?
Yeah, no, I got qualified with him.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. And then what did you do straight after that?
Just stayed with him.
Yep.
Stayed with him. But I was always sort of like, you know, the boy sort of thing, like the apprentice. So, and I sort of just fell into that role. I would just ask people what to do, never really took responsibility for reading the plans or anything.
Yeah.
And then I went overseas, and when I came back, I sort of realised I'm not going to be a rugby player.
Yeah.
So I sort of started taking it more seriously. I told that boss that I wanted to take it more seriously. Yeah. So he got me running a few jobs, and then I left to go to this other company just because I know something different. I've been with that guy my whole time.
Yeah. Was he giving you jobs to run, or like, did you have a job that you could?
Yeah. So I was doing like a pretty cool build in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I sort of left halfway through that.
Yeah.
Which was probably niggly for him, but.
You got to look after number one, man, at the end of the day. But you would have done what? You got qualified with him and then gave him a year or two?
Yeah. I think, maybe like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, bro, that's like return of service, man. That's all done.
Yeah.
So then next grad you worked for, what were you doing there?
I was running jobs. That was a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I was running jobs, and then we went down to Christchurch. Like, I'd go down for like 2 weeks at a time, and we were doing slabs. He got into all that.
Just for new builds?
Slabs.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
And then we went up to Auckland for a bit. I'd travel up there sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
But he just, that guy, he was a good guy, but he
get into
was
it,
a bit
man.
Of a loose unit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he ended up sort of telling us that
wasn't happening.
It was shutting down.
Okay.
So at that point I was like, I can either go out by myself.
Yeah.
we had a kid on the way, but I was like, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you'll never take the leap, eh?
Yeah.
I suppose that's a huge thing for everyone. I mean, I get questions a lot, and they're like, oh, I've just gone out on my own, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck, man, it's not all like sunshine and rainbows. Like, no, you're not just driving around in big utes and drinking coffee, bro. Like, there's a buckload of stress, eh?
Yeah.
Couple of things there. So obviously your first job, you kind of were really good at the building side. You were just building. The second company, you were, was that like more like management, organizing, running kind of stuff?
I would say I wasn't a good builder when I left the other guy.
Yeah,
I just slowly made a lot of mistakes and got better and better.
Yeah, nice.
But that second job, no, I was still on the tools.
Okay,
but
cool.
I was like a foreman
sort of thing.
And then, yeah, I've never really just been like running a job solely. Like in my first place, when he got me running jobs, the boss would organise all the materials. He'd just come on site and we'd sort of talk, and then he'd get everything there. He'd organise subbies.
Yeah.
When they came, I'd just sort of tell them what to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, sweet. So you definitely think maybe you learnt more of, like the organising and business side on the second job?
A little bit more, but honestly, I learned it all just as soon as I went out
on my own.
As soon as I went out on my own, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, cool, man.
A lot of work.
What did your first kind of week look like when you went out on your own? Were you stressed? Were you pretty good? How did you get your first job?
So when I went on my own, a guy who used to coach me in rugby, he was going overseas and he had two employees.
Oh, mate.
And I was friends with his son. So he said, take these two guys, I'll sort you out some work.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, because I didn't have any work.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were doing a GJ Gardner house.
Yeah.
So we started that. And we ended up leaving that like halfway through.
Why is that, bro? Why the laugh?
it was a mess. Like it was out of square and a few mistakes made.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro, it was a real shambles.
Yeah.
But then we left there and then that was basically the only work we had.
Yeah.
So then I was just racing around. We painted an office building inside at night one time.
Yeah.
For about a week.
Builders gone painting.
Yeah, we just did everything.
Yeah.
But then we got into doing these schools with a company, subcontracting. Then we did a bunch of schools with them.
Mean. Was that full contract for you guys, or were you just in the labour?
Just labour.
I was going to say, it's hard to get in and do that contract stuff for schools.
Yeah, the schools are really tighter.
Yeah, sweet. So he left you a couple jobs. They didn't fucking really pan out too well. Did you still have his two guys at that stage?
Yeah.
And then you were just, painting, did some labour-only school stuff, and then...
Yeah, and then we
did it just eventuate from there? Because you've got eight dudes now.
No way.
Six? Oh,
no, they're all gone.
Everyone?
Okay. So.
A year and a half ago.
I got up to eight, and then I started doing this Kāinga Ora housing job, and it was just when this started.
Yeah.
So I had them all on that side, and I sort of thought they could just take care of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't manage it well enough, and there was probably no real direction, like no one clear leader.
Yeah, okay.
So there's three builders on it and maybe four apprentices.
Yeah.
And it was my own fault. I didn't give them enough direction and how to do it, and the hours got blown out a bit. And there was a bit of issue with payment. So then I had to tell the boys, like, basically... I don't know if they're going to pay me, so I won't be able to pay you. So I told them to look for other jobs.
Yeah.
Two guys found jobs.
Yeah.
One guy went out on his own, another guy found a job.
Yeah.
Then I had to let go of another guy.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I was down to four.
Yeah.
Four plus me.
Yeah.
And then I've just had to let another guy go, a contractor, but still it sucks, letting people go.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Well, I mean, we have literally gone through like the best cycle for construction. I think we've had 13 or 14 years with no like real downturn, and I kind of feel like we're in it now.
So
you would have had, most of your boys, you and there are a few boys on this place at the moment, eh?
I've tried to keep this just me.
Yeah.
Just because... it's expensive having guys here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I need to keep money coming in, because initially the plan was those seven guys are bringing money in and I'm doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
But as soon as I lost guys, it was like, Jesus Christ, so this had to go on hold.
Yeah.
And I had to finish to a certain stage on that Kāinga Ora housing job.
Yeah.
And then we've just been sort of scratching around.
Shifting around. Because the one guy did you have all your eggs in that one basket, obviously, with that one job and you didn't pay?
Yeah.
That was pretty much it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have backup stuff.
Oh, no, yeah, it's a big learning, big, massive learning.
Yeah. So what's the plan after this? Like, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I've spoken to you about the maintenance stuff.
Nice,
like,
bro.
That's constant work, you know?
Yeah.
So trying to get into a bit of that.
Yeah.
And like insurance stuff, I've been doing a little bit of that.
Nice.
But it's right now, it's just all real small stuff.
Like
go around and put some bollards up and door handles.
Nah, lots of people are in that position at the moment, man. Like there's so much stuff. Like we've had, the amount of people where group housing jobs have dropped so much. Like there was, talking to one of our QSs in Christchurch, he used to plaster like, I won't say the name, but big group housing company. They used to plaster like 150 houses a year and this year they've got zero. So what do you do with eight dudes, they were doing two a week and it's like, fuck, what do you, what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know, I think it can be like good and bad with like a reset time. The good thing is maybe heaps of guys that, you know, shouldn't really be in the industry will fuck off.
Yeah.
But then people that are good, it might be tough to get through. But when it does go through, it'll be like, cool man, you're the one that stayed around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like when we got into that schooling stuff, it was just super easy, and the whole time I knew like I shouldn't really be doing this because it was like you're basically an employee, like you just turn up, they give you what to do, they organise everything.
Were you on charge up there?
Yeah,
so you're just clipping the ticket on six to eight guys.
And it was really easy. So I always in the back of my head I knew like this is probably not great.
Yeah,
I'm not learning anything. And then when that ended, like I was racing around trying to find work, and then I found another gig sort of like that.
Yeah.
It was charge up.
Hey guys, just a little break in the podcast there. So obviously we're catching up with Sean. We're pretty much just discussing how work is drying up at the moment and getting a pipeline full can be quite tough. We have put together like a 4-piece masterclass from how you can find jobs, how you can present, how you can quote, following and negotiating. If you drop your email down in the comments below here, we're gonna send you a free link to that pack. It's only gonna be available for 2 weeks and then we're gonna start charging for it. So write your email down below. We'll send you a link so you can take a look at it. It's 35 minutes long and it's gold content. Back to the podcast. How are you finding these jobs? Like everyone's fascinated by how you find work. Like,
oh, how did I find that one? That was a guy I played rugby with.
Yeah, nice.
He was running this big job.
Yeah.
A lot of it's been through rugby contacts, really.
Yeah, nice, bro. That's a big thing I say. Like, I think you've got to have... Yeah, like there's sales and marketing and doing the online stuff, but at the end of the day, if you can, if you know people, you're a part of like a community or a club you shake hands, you can actually do really well through that. Your Instagram is obviously pretty good. Do you get jobs out of that, or what is that mainly? It's mainly builders following.
No. I've met a few guys who have got me jobs, like a guy, he used to play rugby in Wellington. I played against him a bit, but he runs a really successful company in Wellington. So. Yeah. He's been given a few jobs, but he doesn't have the capacity to do it.
Yeah.
So then he'll pass it to me.
Yeah, nice.
That's been really handy. And that was through Instagram that we sort of started talking.
Yeah, sweet, man.
But nothing really direct to me.
Okay, cool. But it's just kind of people know who you are.
Yeah,
obviously you get a good reach. Like I've seen
had
a few times
you... beers brought for me and stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. A few free beers. I'll tell you what, bro, the old TikTok for me, man, is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Get a few people going, hey, it's that TikTok dude. but the old, like, it's good reach, that social media stuff, eh? Like, do you see your, you've had a few, have you had a few videos that have gone quite viral or quite...
Yeah, like 300,000 views.
Yeah, and then you notice your like monthly search bar, it shows you like a total. Have you seen that one?
I don't even pay attention to that.
I have to show you, man. But that's like something that's crazy, like organic impressions, which is, I think for business now is fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, it is like, as soon as you get one that gets popular, you do another one and that's popular, like.
Yeah.
As soon as you get one that catches like a bit of attention, then your next one's, they must be like, showing to everyone as well.
Yeah. Did you have anyone kind of tell you to get into that, or was that just a you like mucking around thing?
I was sort of listening to this stuff, and they were talking about like the knowledge economy. Like, basically, that's the new economy. It's like, like everyone knows something that other people will find valuable that you just take for granted.
Yeah.
So then I had two apprentices start, and they said they'd been on YouTube looking for like information. Man. And they said it's all American.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just start this page, sort of just showing real basic stuff for new guys. And it sort of took off. and like I have an idea to make like an online course, but it's just been super stressful with all this and the baby and everything.
You've got a bit going
on,
losing
guys. Yeah,
but you are right though. Look, and sometimes you think what you know, you're like, oh, this is so basic, no one's going to find it valuable.
Yeah, exactly.
And then sometimes when I'm trying to think of stuff, I'm like, fuck, should I do that? And I'm like, nah, everyone should know that.
Yeah.
And then you make a video on it, you're like, oh my god, these people don't even know this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the crazy bit about it, eh?
Yeah, like I've done videos like just naming framing members, different types of nails.
Yeah.
And it's funny, people are like, oh yeah, that's real helpful, like, and it's sort of stuff that people feel stupid asking.
Yeah.
Like I try to think of stuff like that because I know what it's like, you feel like an idiot, so that's you should sort of know it, but if you don't know it, you don't know it, you know?
Yeah, exactly right, man. Do you get just back on like people knowing you through Instagram, I mean, do you get other you've been past a few jobs from rugby, but like you must have other builders following and liking your stuff and being like, hey, I need a labour push here or
this kind of job. I got like offered to be like a site manager for some company.
Yeah.
But I don't want to work for
recently
them.
Or
nah, this was
a while ago.
This was a while ago, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Last year or something.
Yeah, sweet.
I don't really, and that I had a bunch of guys there, so I don't really want to ditch them all.
Yeah.
A little bit, like guys have said, if you need work, let me know.
Yeah.
Which I have reached out now, but it's all
kind of dead, eh?
Yeah.
When you were, like, with all the stuff you were doing, mainly charge up, were you ever doing any fixed price stuff over the last few years, or all kind of charge up?
Yeah, Kong Auto Housing was...
fixed price.
That was fixed price.
Yeah.
Just, like, jobs I've quoted we've done, small little jobs, like, we just did a reclad and a deck that was all fixed price. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet, man. And did you, obviously, I mean, I've done a couple little small things for you, but you just, how do you put all that together? Are you doing a spreadsheet or are you just writing it down? And
oh bro, I'm a shocker. Like I just have a book and I write it all down.
Yeah.
Like I don't like using computers for some reason. I probably just need to get, that's why I put a thing on Instagram about I need something that you can write on, but then it says is it as a Word document. There is something like that.
Yeah.
I'll just write it all down. But the hardest thing, like the materials is easy. You just go through it and work it out. But the hardest thing is, I find really hard, is labour.
Labour, man.
Like pricing for other people.
Yeah.
Because I think I can do it in a certain time.
Yeah.
But then other guys don't seem to be able to do it that fast, you know?
Yeah, it's tough, bro. I think you've almost got to think, how long will it take you? And then you know you're the business owner, you're trying to make money, and then you've almost got to times it by two or allow double.
Yeah, yeah. But then, I've done that before. And then people are like, nah, this is too expensive.
Too expensive.
So it's tricky to find like a balance.
Yeah.
Between pricing for my guys and then being cheap enough that people will
get the job.
Want to do it. Yeah, yeah.
It's really, it is tough, man. Like you've got to, I almost think of like the stuff with hours and negotiating, you've almost got to put together the whole scenario. It's like, okay, do we need this job at the moment?
Yeah.
Can I price a little bit higher to allow for that? Or if we are stretched, maybe I do have to like reduce my hours because I need the work
filling
the gap. Like it's the most horrible process, eh?
Yeah.
I just want...
Also, another thing that I find, well, like because I have talked about on Instagram before, like trying to work efficiently and faster, and people have messaged me saying, like what's in it for them to work faster, like at the end of the day there's just more work for them. I don't know, it'd be interesting to find out how people sort of motivate their workers or like
incentivize them.
I've talked about like bonuses with the guys before, but
did that drive them or
not really? But I don't know if it was just unrealistic or they were pushing really hard, but they just couldn't meet it.
Yeah. I think that's how those group housing companies lock up those rates, man. Because if they have, 200 houses a year and they're going over on labour, 10 hours on every single little component, just lost shitloads of money,
yeah.
I always talk about that, man, like pricing higher on smaller stuff. And I did a video like 4 days ago on that, like how you can lose money on material runs.
Oh my God, man.
I got some heroes commenting on TikTok, hey, like, oh, why should we give an unorganised builder a job, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, mate, it's called unforeseens and circumstances you can't. Stand with. So, that's niggly, man. So you're doing the majority of the work here at the moment, eh? Finishing up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing finishings right now, hanging doors.
Yeah, sweet, man.
Hoping to have someone in here, like a tenant, End of March.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, man. And then are you just like looking at other jobs in between, etc.?
Yeah, I've priced a few jobs, like a little reclad.
Nice.
Another little indoor job, like a few walls and doors.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Eh?
Are you managing to talk, are you talking to other guys at the moment and seeing what's happening in Wellies?
Yeah, yeah. I've just on Instagram, one guys have messaged me saying that they're struggling as well. It's getting quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few guys, like it sounds like stuff will pick up.
Yeah.
Like people have stuff lined up later in the year.
Yeah.
But just right now it's getting through to that, you know?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's going to be like that end of March, start of April, like end of financial year stuff. But yeah, I think the best thing, I don't know, like you've obviously found work through rugby, word of mouth. Do you use like Facebook groups or stuff like that? Have you tried stuff like that?
I have, yeah, just recently I have.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. Have you don't have a website yet, do you?
Nah, yeah, well, I don't even have a website, bro. That's the thing, like, I can't, I know it's, like, it's tough being quiet, but it's my own fault, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, oh, dude, 100%, it's like, when times are good, you don't have to do any marketing that.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, and that's what it's been like, yeah.
When times are good, you do need to think, and a lot of people don't do this, but you've got to think, okay, well, how can I use this time and the resources of money to be cool, when it's not?
That's a big learning that I've taken from this.
How do I do this, man? Yeah. Have you thought about, like, any other regions or anything?
A little bit. Oh, well, I spoke to a guy the other day about up in Ōtaki.
Yeah, nice.
Which is probably like an hour's drive.
Yeah, sweet.
Said they'd potentially work out there.
Yeah.
Which all the guys live in Porirua.
Yeah.
So it's not too far for them.
Yeah, sweet.
So I might look at that. But and it's also against the traffic, which is good.
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Is there like is there a lot of stuff like, is it Wellington Central, this area kind of, or where are they building all the new houses around here? Like, is it out to
Kapiti Coast? Yeah, Ōtaki, there's a whole lot of new houses going there.
Because of the like new motorway, obviously, it's quicker to fucking get everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of places going out around there.
Yeah, sweet, man. Nah, all good. In regards to subtrades, obviously, have you had a conversation with subtrades and that you've been using? Like, plumbers, spark, are they all, is it all very similar combo at the moment?
My plumber, he's got like a good group of builders that he does a lot of work for. He's a funny guy, so
bit of a weapon.
People love working with him. So he's quite busy. My brother's just a spark and they're really busy. He's just doing this one. But they do, like, they've got big commercial contracts.
Yeah.
So they're always pretty busy.
Sweet, man. Nah, that's all good. Rough off the top of your head rates, do you know roughly what how many squares and bedrooms is this place?
Three bedrooms.
What's the ground floor area? It's like
120.
What was do you know rough cost what you got for painting, interior and exterior here?
Yeah, well, it was a cheap price
for it was
the
cheap.
Painting inside and outside.
Yeah.
I think it was cheap. What was it? It's $28,000.
$28,000. Yeah, that's not bad. I just got quoted 15 in Martin for smaller than this, but yeah.
Inside and outside?
Nah, outside only. Oh. And plaster inside waiting for the paint.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Plumbing, obviously your mate did that one. Where did that come in at, roughly?
It was maybe like $25,000. But that's not including all this sewer connection and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because that's been a bit of a disaster.
So who fucked that one up? Was that on the council?
I had a big conversation with the lady on the phone. And I said, whose fault is this? Like, who's responsible for this?
Yeah.
Because it's been consented.
Yeah.
And so our designer's drawn something. They've said, it's okay. But then it doesn't actually work in real life.
Yeah.
So I said, surely that's on you guys. She said, one of our engineers has checked it over and missed it.
Oh.
I said, well, that's on you. She said, no, we don't take responsibility for that. So they don't take any responsibility for any mistakes they make, you know.
But they're clipping the ticket, asking for money along the way. And then you can't start until it's done.
Nah.
What's, apart from council and that, what's some of like the worst trades or hardest trades to find or down in Wellington? Worst people to deal with. Are brickies on short notice? I've always heard brickies.
I don't think so. Well, I just use this one guy, Ben Hayes.
Yeah.
Hayes Masonry. He's busy, but he's always seemed to get to us.
Yeah. Sweet, man. Nah, that's all good. All right, bro, we might catch up and do this convo again in 6 months, eh? How's that sound?
Yeah, hopefully it's still going.
I'm sure you will be, bro. All right, man, thanks very much. Appreciate it, G.
Cool.
Nice, man.